we got our work cut out for us. We're not gonna hang our heads up. I mean, we're all grown men. We get paid to, you know, do a job, and we're gonna come back and try to do it.
I get the feeling you guys are mainly shocked more than anything else that this could happen to you.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been beaten like this before in my entire career, including high school and whatnot. But, you know, unfortunately it happens, and you can't win them all. And you definitely don't want to lose by, you know, a score of 40 points or more. And so, like I said, we got our work cut out for us, so we try to improve upon that.
I guess people see the season-long problem of stopping the run, and they wonder, is it fixable? So I ask you, is it fixable?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, anytime you got 11 guys who put the effort out there, you know, you got coaches who are willing to work with us, you know, we can definitely get the scheme together, and we'll definitely get the effort out there, and we'll get this run stopped, and we'll get it fixed. All we need right now is a win. I mean, that's what we need more than anything right now.
You and the bye coming at a good time?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I mean, I think we got some guys dinged up. Not to say that that's an excuse, because it's not. But, you know, I think it's going to allow us to get some guys back. And honestly, mentally, just kind of reevaluate ourselves and get back to the drawing board and come out, you know, hopefully a better team after the bye.
And Coach Shanning has said he put all the blame on himself for not getting you guys prepared. Your thoughts?
No, not at all. I mean, we don't put that on Coach. You know, like I said, we're all professionals, and we get paid to do this job, and, you know, I personally take responsibility if that's the case. I mean, along with every other guy in here, and we pride ourselves in going out there and putting our best effort forward, and today it just wasn't good enough.